Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues on WGNS is made possible by our friends over at Middle Tennessee Electric. And we know that August means your air conditioner is going to work overtime. So stay ahead of peak cooling cost by just nudging that thermostat up a few degrees when the house is empty. And be sure to change those HVAC filters monthly. Very important things that you can do to help lower your energy cost. And you can find more of those tips online at mte.com/myenergyplan. We're going to talk about the Center for the Arts here in the next few moments, and the Center for the Arts program director Heather Steele is here. Missed you last time.
I'm sorry, but Regina missed you, and so she wanted to come see you.
We had a good time talking, and then you should have been around for the after show talk. It was fun. Yeah, we talked about everything. So
yeah, we have a good time when we come over here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we are neighbors across down, just keep going down Church Street.
It's like two blocks away. Yeah. I walked this morning.
Did you?
Yes, and it's hot outside already.
It is hot, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an even hotter walk back up the hill. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get Emily to drive.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe so. So we do have Emily Dennis with us, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Emily, you are in an upcoming, I guess, an event, right? We're going to call it an event, right?
Yes. Yeah. It works. Yes.
So Next to Normal?
Yes. The show is Next to Normal. It is a musical about a average family, and then you find out how they deal with grief and mental health issues and just family dynamics. So it can be really relatable while being set to music.
Okay. Is it a musical?
It is. It is almost primarily music.
Okay.
It's a rock musical, and it actually is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
It's interesting.
And a Tony Award winner.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of Next to Normal, but I'm not your typical, I'm going to hear about those kind of things.
That's okay. That's okay.
But that's all right.
It's different than a lot of what we do. A lot of the shows that we do are musical comedies, or they're a musical romance type of vibe. And this one is different than that. But like Emily said, it is so relatable to so many people because it deals with things that all of us deal with in our own families, and, you know, with mental health and family dynamics, and like she said, with grief and different things like that. And so I think it hits home for a lot of people. It's a really beautiful show.
Well, that is among a lot of things that are going on at the center. So I want to make sure we have some time. We're going to, and it's Next to Normal runs August 21st through the 30th.
Yes.
So stay tuned. More to come. Emily's warming up her pipes, I guess, to do an early rendition of one of the songs. So we're going to find out more about that coming up. But do want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about programs that are coming up for the fall. Are you ready for the fall?
We are. So we all know the first full day of school for Rutherford County is today. And by Thursday, we have our first day of our fall session of classes. So some of our kids are coming back for Thursday classes, but our after-school classes start in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we have two really fun shows. We're doing Trolls Junior, which just got released and is based on, you know, like the Trolls movies.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing High School Musical Junior, which we're very excited about. Everyone loves High School Musical. So both of those are still enrolling through the end of the week, and we would love to see some more kiddos come out for that. Also have visual arts, and we have some programming for kindergarten through second graders, preschool programming, lots of different things on the docket for this fall session. But that enrollment information is all at borougharts.org, and we are happy to answer any questions that you have as well. But we, you know, if you've got kids anywhere from kindergarten through 12th grade and they need something to do after school, we've got you covered.
You got it, right?
Yep.
Again, that's borougharts.org, borougharts.org, and all the information is there about the fall classes and enrollment. And remind me to say something about first-timers, because sometimes I think people get nervous about signing up for something that they don't, they've never done before, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, we break them out of that shell pretty quickly over at the Center for the Arts.
Let's go ahead and talk about that process. What is that like? If you've never done this before, because I think some people are nervous if they've never signed up. You know, where do you sign up? Where, you know, all of those things.
Yeah. So, and we can talk about class and main stage productions as well. But in classes, every student who's enrolled in the class is participating in either the production or the showcase that we have going on in visual arts. Everyone is participating in the galleries. So it's not ever a situation where, you know, maybe you don't get in. So everyone's participating. Everyone has an important part. We're really focused on ensemble work as well. And we spend the first week of class kind of helping everyone get to know each other and breaking out of that comfort zone just a little bit. So we teach our students how the audition is going to be. We let them practice and do some things together before they have to stand up and go through an audition.
Yeah.
And because the audition process can be very nerve-wracking for a lot of people, even for adults, I would say that most of the actors I know say that auditioning is the absolute worst part of participating in theater
and dealing with that, you know, the whole thing of am I going to get rejected for this, you know, I'm not going to get the part, that kind of thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, when you're an adult and you're going out there and you're in main stage, it is community theater and we try to involve as many people as we can. There's not ever a situation where the show has been pre-cast with all our favorite people and it's all a ruse. You know, everyone has a chance every time they walk in the door, and the people in the audition panel are rooting for you. They want to see you succeed and they're excited. I am almost always on the audition panel just by virtue of my job. And I would say that it's kind of heartwarming to see how supportive the room is. All of the other actors that are in the room, you know, clap for every person after they audition and do their song, and it's very friendly. It's a very friendly vibe. So I like how we do auditions, and I think that we've created an atmosphere that is as comfortable as it can be when you're doing something that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes. So even though I can't sing well, if I come up just because I know Heather Steele, I'm not going to necessarily get the lead role in the next musical.
Right. I mean, you do need to be able to carry a tune if you want the lead. However, in every show, there are roles that don't sing. And there are different needs. There are some roles that don't dance, even in a show that is primarily a dance-heavy show.
Yeah, I'm out on that, too. So
yeah, but, you know, we might need the guy with your exact skill set to come through and...
The radio DJ.
Yeah, there be the radio DJ.
I always get that part.
I feel like there's often, like, a police officer who does a walkthrough a lot of times, and we need that guy. And so whether or not you are a singer or a dancer, there might still be a spot for you. So don't let that keep you from coming out if you're not sure. And all of our auditions have information about what's coming up, and you can always reach out to us and say, hey, this is kind of what I do. Do you think there might be a spot for me? And we'll encourage you to give it a try.
Okay. Well, we kind of went from the kiddos just to like the overall experience, but that works for the kiddos too.
It does.
What I wanted to say about High School Musical is I think that came out at such a pivotal time and did so much for the performing arts.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yes, absolutely. You think so? And that, people love that show. There is High School Musical 1, High School Musical 2, High School Musical 3, High School Musical the Musical, High School Musical the Musical the Series. I mean, it is such a big just cultural phenomenon. And even it's funny because even working with adults, they'll come through and start singing a song from the show and they all know all the choreography. Like the whole room will break into Troy Bolton's dance.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's a little, you know, we're weird over there sometimes, but we do have a good time. But yes, High School Musical is very popular. And when we put that one on the schedule, there were cheers all around the room.
Everyone, I can imagine.
From the adults and the kids. They're excited about it.
Our friends from the Center for the Arts are here. Heather Steele talking about all the programs for the fall classes that are getting ready to start. Emily Dennis is here with Next to Normal, and that is the next show up on August 21st through the 30th. A small cast?
It is a small cast. There are only six in this cast, but we also have live musicians for this show. Yes. We don't do that for every show, but this time we have live musicians on stage as well. And so, yeah, six actors and is it six, seven musicians as well?
Six.
Yeah. Musicians as well.
Including and strings, which you don't always get, especially in a community theater production.
Right.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that. They came in for their big collaborative rehearsal for the first time last night where the musicians are working together with the actors that are singing through the songs, playing through things together. So all the pieces are kind of falling into place now, and I'm very excited to see this one.
Well, tell me about Emily, Diana.
So,
your alter ego, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, Diana Goodman. She is complex. She sings in over 20 of the 30-something songs in the show. As I said, it's continuous music, so some of these are shorter songs. But she is dealing with her own struggles, dealing with, again, we talked about grief, but also kind of figuring out where that lands her within her family, who's also dealing with the same issues. And there's moments of separation from each other and then trying to come back together. But ultimately, the heart of this show is trying to deal with your own emotions so that you can go on living as happily as you can.
So how difficult is it to learn 20 songs?
It's a lot.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, and we sang through every single one of them last night. I only cheated for lyrics a couple of times. But we're good. It's also very complex music, and it seems like every song goes into a different genre. Like, for example, the one I'm going to be singing today, it has kind of a country rock feel, where other ones are like lullabies or kind of, if you know much about musical theater, some of them feel very Sondheim-esque, where it's kind of this repetitive flowing accompaniment that doesn't really have anything to do with what the vocalists are singing, but when they come together, it's so beautiful. And then knock down, drag out rock songs yelling at each other.
Okay.
So
it's a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything.
So tell me a little bit about the piece that you're going to perform today.
So this song is called I Miss the Mountains, and it's a moment where as Diana is dealing with all of her emotions surrounding her issues with her family, she's realizing at this point that maybe some of the medications she has been on are keeping her from living her life to the fullest.
Okay. Well, without further ado, what's the name of the piece here?
I Miss the Mountains.
That's right. You said that. I Miss the Mountains. Okay. So here is Emily Dennis from Next to Normal with I Miss the Mountains.
There was a time when I flew higher. Was a time the wild girl running free would be me. Now I see her feel the fire. Now I know she needs me there to share. I'm nowhere. All these blank and tranquil leaves, seems they've dried up all my tears.
and while she runs free and fast, seems my wild days are past. But I miss the mountains, I miss the dizzy heights, all the manic magic days and the dark depressing nights. I miss the mountains, I miss the highs and lows, all the climbing, all the falling, all the wild wind blows, stinging you with snow and soaking you with rain. I miss the mountains, I miss the pain, mountains make you crazy, here it's safe and sound. My mind is somewhere hazy, my feet are on the ground. Everything is balanced here and on an even keel. Everything is perfect. Nothing's real. Nothing's real. You like a knife. I miss the mountains, I miss the mountains, I miss my life, I miss my love.
Studio audience.
I mean, isn't she incredible?
That is awesome. Yes.
I can't wait to see this show. I'm so excited about it.
And just to think, you get to hear her sing 20 of the 30 songs.
I know.
There you go.
I'm in rehearsal at the same time she is for a different show, and so I hear her sing pretty regularly, but I haven't gone into the room with them yet, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. So it's coming up, again, August 21st through the 30th.
Oh, yes.
And tickets available, I hope.
Boroughartsorg. There are tickets available. They will go quickly as we get closer to the show. But right now, I think we still have availability in every performance. So go quick.
Very good. Emily, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Heather, as always, it was wonderful.
Good to see you, Brian.
Good to see you. And that's our friends from the Center for the Arts joining us today on Rutherford Issues. Heather Steele, Program Director, Emily Dennis in Next to Normal, boroughartsorg online.